People are like that. But those of you that are coming in again, we appreciate it. Like, share, invite somebody in. We're just going to take a little bit tonight. We're going to kind of talk about the whole campaign process. I appreciate it, Dee. Thank you. Talk about the campaign process, a little bit about that. It's coming up here very quickly as far as the election is concerned. But, you know, kind of some steps in the process, some behind the scenes, that aspect, and then, you know, a little bit about myself as well. For those of you that don't know or have some thoughts, and, you know, by all means, hop in the chat, drop us a line, whatever your question might be, definitely do what we can to kind of answer and facilitate it. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into tonight's episode and just kind of dialogue a little bit. For those of you that don't know, which is surprising to me still, trying to be out as much as we can be and involved as we can be. But, the election here in Olean on November 2nd, there's several wards that are up for election. The mayor's seat is up for election. And so, you know, there's definitely some intensity that's beginning to happen in the area. Definitely a lot of things. If you pay attention to local politics, and even if you're not in Olean, if you're in wherever you're at, if you pay attention to politics really on any level, when you get close to the election, you begin to see politicians dance a lot. You begin to see, the incumbents, they try to do those things that give them the, for a lack of a better word, the gold star on the chart, before they leave class. So, they can come back another term. But for the time frame that they've been in office, they hadn't really done a whole lot. We have currently, there was an article that came out, recently here locally in reference to the elections, and it listed a ton of the current mayor of Olean, his, I guess he claims his accomplishments. Yet my curiosity is, if you've had 8 years of consistent negative growth, can you say you were successful? Can you say you accomplished much? I don't know. What are your thoughts, Steve?
Oh, well, I am not in politics at all, and so
it'll be a nice perspective.
Not only that, but I no longer live in Olean. However, my parents live there, and my sister and her family live there, and my aunt and uncle live there, and my cousins live there, and my friends live there, and all the people I'm fully connected. I don't, over the years, I haven't heard much about particular mayors, and so I won't comment on his record because I have no idea. What concerns me, and I think what concerns the people of the city, are what is going to be done moving forward. And so my recommendation would be focus on what your term would be,
mm-hmm.
And it would be the issues that I'm hearing about right now. Number one, I think top of the list, is how can you, the next mayor, partner with Chuck Schumer in whatever his plans are for the Siemens property to make sure that jobs get to this town so that the economy doesn't collapse due to the loss of jobs that have just recently happened. Things like that, what are you going to do moving forward? Who are you going to connect with? And so the mayor, current mayor, by focusing on past achievements, I'm not sure he's addressing the concerns of the public. And so if you are running against him, I would recommend addressing the concerns of the public, which is not the past. It's mm-hmm. what's happening now and moving forward. So,
no, definitely. And if you continue to, go with the same thing that you always have, you're going to get the same results. And with what happened with Siemens and the loss of jobs there, as unfortunate as it is, is not something that was, oh, it's a big surprise. Oh my God, it just happened. It was essentially, there was a lot of bad politics that didn't prepare the city for that. In my personal opinion, I feel that a lot could have been done up to this point to better prepare. I feel a lot that has happened The city is very much so reactionary, but not proactive. The other thing as well, while it is very important and definitely a focus and a necessity, is to definitely public safety. Jobs are a concern right now for the city, definitely. And that's what we're talking about right now, the jobs. You know, that focus in being able to partner and bring those manufacturing jobs back to the area, because that's what the area is accustomed to, is definitely a focus. And, you know, trying to make that happen sooner than later. I also believe that there's a necessity to diversify the industry here in Olean. One of the things that has been devastating to the city of Olean is the fact that we as a city have tend to only focus on that manufacturing side of industry. You know, those are the types of jobs that we tend to focus on as a city, because that's what we're accustomed to. You know, but in order to truly diversify, to truly prepare Olean to go into the future, we have to diversify the industry that's here. And that's not negating the manufacturing jobs. That's not shunning them. That's not, you know, putting them on hold, you know, working it for those just as diligently, but also looking at what other avenues can we do? What other types of jobs can we bring into the area? And, you know, myself and the team that I work with have already started making those connections to try to bring, whether it be tech jobs, whether it be capitalizing on the legalization of marijuana, you know, those types of things. And to be able to put the city in a position where it's not reliant on or solely held hostage by one type of industry. You know, because if a city, if it has all its eggs in its basket, in one basket, it could be very devastating if you trip and fall.
Sure.
You know, and so that's definitely a focus.
You were talking about your the people that you're doing this with. What organization are you doing this with? Because you're not on the Democratic ticket, so what? Tell us a little bit about that.
No, definitely not on the Democratic ticket. You do have the endorsement from the Working Family Party, cool. As well as myself and Kristen, Kristen Hinston, Ezra Johnson, myself, Ty Malone, you know, and a handful of people. We essentially grassrooted, you know, a new party, United People.
Cool.
And it essentially is an answer to the two wings on the same bird type of concept, you know, is, and the reason that we decided on and went with that name, that United People, was very simply because that's who we want to represent. We want to be a voice for the people, because in this area in particular, both major parties aren't really a voice for the people. They're a voice for their own agendas. And, you know, as unfortunate as that is, and that's not to say that everybody that falls in those umbrellas operates that way. You know, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to lump everybody in a group. But if you were to just look at the overall approach, it very much so is agenda as opposed to the people. I mean, the Democratic Party here in this area chose not to endorse a candidate against the current incumbent Republican mayor. That says a lot about the current standing of the leadership of the local Democratic Party and Democratic Committee here in the area. You know, their decision to essentially not leave it there. And it poses a lot of questions, you know, honestly, you know, as to why, you know, what. One thing that I've learned about politics since getting involved is oftentimes, again, it's not about the people. It's about the agenda of the party or the individual that's currently in the position. And so that's one thing that we've definitely stressed ourselves to ourselves, is that we truly want to be that voice. We have an opportunity to truly deliver on what we say we're going to deliver. It hasn't been tarnished. You know, our word is what it is right now. You know, they're not empty promises. And, you know, that's one of the things that if for lack of better words, we pride ourselves on, I guess, you know, as far as the party's concerned. And sure. And so, you know, and hopefully we have aspirations for it to grow and endorse candidates on multiple levels of government, not just local, you know, not just the city council, not just the mayoral candidate, but state legislature and beyond, and even growing into other states as well.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm sure winning the election, you and maybe your whole team, would certainly push that forward. Plans on spreading representation of the people, that's good. I know we've talked on the show a bunch of times about the two-party system kind of holding back the republic that we have when it comes to maintaining a proper representation of the people.
Right.
So that's good. I'm glad you guys are doing that there. I think it's a thing that's happening all over the country, actually. There are a lot of independent groups starting up to take over smaller government.
Yeah, and I think so. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see the, you know, for a lack of better words, the new blood in politics. You know, those individuals that are, you know, they have a fresh perspective. You know, they haven't been in the position for, you know, year after year after year after year and become out of touch. You know, you have, you know, some people that have been in their role in government for entirely too long. You know, and they're still living during the time period that they first got elected, as opposed to what's actually happening now, what's important now. You know, like we have a issue locally. You know, we have a situation in our school system where, you know, we have, first of all, our teachers don't have a fair contract. You know, and in Olean, for whatever reason, there's like this silent, unwritten rule that, or agreement that, you know, the city stays out of the school issues, the school stays out of the city's issues, and they just stay quiet on each other. And to me, that's foolish, because all our kids go to the same place. All, you know, they affect us all. And the school system is a representation, ultimately, of the city. Like, when people look to move to the city of Olean, one of the things that they consider are, what types of schools are my kids going to have available
for
to
sure.
them? You know,
yep.
where are my kids going to go to school? What's the reputation? What's the, you know, whatever? And,
yep.
you know, right now, we don't have a very exciting option. You know, from a teacher standpoint, have some amazing teachers in the school. You know, from a leadership standpoint, from top down, you know, it's not necessarily what it needs to be. You know, things have been allowed that shouldn't be allowed. We have principals making comments that definitely stifle the diversity and don't, you know, they hinder, you know, any type of growth, and definitely don't make it a safe place, an inclusive place for our kids. And there's an issue with that. And it's not okay. And it's not okay for the city leadership to stay quiet. You know, I personally don't believe that. I mean, your schools, again, are a representation of your city, you know. You should be involved. You should be vocal. You know, I think all of us that have a voice should use our voice, regardless of one aspect. You know, D says a diversity, inclusion, stagnant. You know, we definitely have a situation where, like, you know, the airport, right? The airport is not being used the way it needs to be used. Like, there's a lot of opportunity there. And, you know, without going into a lot of the detail, I mean, those are some of the things that, you know, the team I work with, those are the things that we're looking at. You know, as far as economic opportunities, you know, being able to monetize the resources we already have. You know, the airport definitely is one of those resources that we allow just to sit. We're not capitalizing on what we can do. You know, I talked about the legalization of marijuana, that industry. It definitely has the ability to be very fruitful to the city of Olean. You know, and then also looking at other opportunities to bring those manufacturing jobs in. I mean, there's all different aspects and different ways that we can grow if we do something different than what's always been done. And I think that's very important. It was interesting at this last city council meeting. They, you know, brought up a grant in reference to like charging stations, right, for electric cars.
Okay.
And you know, mentioned the governor's here in New York, the governor's decision to buy, I forget the exact year off the top of my head, but move towards the electric, the clean vehicles.
Sure.
But then in the same breath, want to put in fuel pumps that in a few years will be obsolete. You know, like the city, unfortunately, operates very much so currently with a instant gratification, so to speak, that quicker bang, that quicker excitement, instead of longevity. And that's why we tend to, as a city, we tend to always claw the barrel, and we're, you know, treading water and not really making any progress. We're staying in the same spot as a city. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If they're going to be obsolete, you know, a few years after you put them in, it doesn't make any sense to do that, you know. Or, you know, one of the alderperson on the council made a statement to the fact, I see a Tesla every day. Well, it's probably the same Tesla, you know, because the mean income here in Olean is roughly $40,000. And if you're making $40,000 a year, chances are you're probably not choosing to drive a Tesla. You know, that's not a guarantee, but, you know, chances are. But the mean income right now between homeowners and renters in Olean, there's a drastic difference. You know, if I remember correctly, homeowners is like $62,000-$63,000 a year, whereas your renters here in Olean are anywhere from $23,000-$26,000 a year. You know, that's a pretty big difference between the two. And, you know, I don't know what part of Olean this particular alderman is seeing the Tesla in, but I can't say that I've seen one every day, you know. So these are just things, like, you know, we try to sound in the know, but then as a city we make statements and do things that clearly show we're not. You know, it's let's just jump on stuff. And that's when I say bad politics, those are the things I'm talking about when I say bad politics. You know, those types of approaches on different things. Michelle, thanks for joining. You know, yeah. So, I mean, like we were talking, I think the separation between the city and the school is just not okay. Like I said, a school is a major selling point. Like, you want to recruit people to come work in your city, and you want people to move into your city. And, well, one of the big things is, what kind of school, you know, is my kid going to attend? What's available? You know, am I homeschooling? Am I, you know, whatever the case may be, like, what public schools, private schools, what's available? What are my options? And, you know, if at the end of the day we look and say, you know what, our teachers aren't worth a contract, well, that says a lot about what the school system thinks of its staff, thinks of its teachers, and thinks of the kids ultimately. You know, because you're putting the Vernon, thanks for joining. You know, you're putting the kids ultimately at risk. And thankfully, we have teachers that care enough about the kids that they're continuing to do their jobs. You know, I had an opportunity to talk with superintendent just briefly on the phone the other day. He said, "Oh, we're working really hard to get the teachers a contract." Well, words don't make things happen. You know, I used to work with a guy down in Florida in the collection agency I worked for. He used to say, "I'm from Missouri, the show me state. You got to show me something." And at this point, words aren't working. You know, I mean, his own words were, "Hard work will be rewarded," yet it hasn't been rewarded. Like, these are issues that clearly people in our community need addressed. And, you know, that's one of the things, myself personally, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. You know, I don't care what political office you hold. I don't care what position that you hold. You know, like, all these pastors, I'll be real quick to tell a pastor, if your ministry becomes a hustle, you're wrong. You need to stop, because then it's no longer God, it's manipulation. You know, and that's, you know, how a lot of people act, you know, in a lot of things. And we, you know, have to make these moves, make this type of progress, you know. So, I mean, I'm thankful that there are good, solid people running. We have, you know, Ezra Johnson's on the ticket for Ward 4 on the United People endorsement. Kristen Henson for Ward 2 on the United People. And then Vernon Robinson, who's already the alderman for Ward 6, he's running again as well. And I believe he has the Working Family Party endorsement. I believe he also has the Democratic endorsement as well. But, I mean, individuals that care about their community. And these are the type of people we need to continue to get involved. These are the type of people that we need to make a stand. You know, I don't want another 4 years of the same thing for Olean. You know, when I decided to run... for mayor, I didn't want to run. Like, at first, like, it wasn't like on my, you know, bucket list. It wasn't, you know, like the current mayor, you know, it wasn't a bucket list item. It was, you know, I didn't take it lightly. And I still don't take it lightly, because everything that I do affects people, good, bad, or indifferent. It's going to affect people. And there's always going to be somebody that's not happy, not satisfied, whatever the case may be. But my goal is for us to reach out, to work with the people in the community, to hear the people in the community. You know, the understanding that I'm not the smartest person in the room all the time. I don't have the right answer all the time. You know, and so I think it's very important that we recognize that and we capitalize on that opportunity as well, because there's a lot of intelligent, talented, capable people in the city of Olean. And, you know, we need to capitalize on the diversity that's here in Olean. And that's one of my goals as mayor, is to truly capitalize on the diversity that's here. You know, I want something different for the city of Olean. I don't want another 4 years of the same. I don't want another 4 years of the negative. I don't want another 4 years of stagnation. I don't want another 4 years of negative growth. I want 4 years of life. I want 4 years of growth. I want vibrancy brought back to the city of Olean like it was when I was younger.
Wow. That's a good goal, lofty goal. But I think it's not actually that far out of reach. It just takes the right people in a good mindset, like you said. So, why don't you tell us when the election is, and what, if you have any plans over the next 3 or 4 weeks to meet with the people and find out how you can convince them to vote for you.
So my thing, number one, the election's on the 2nd of November. You know, and we will, as we get a little closer, I'll post more of those details as far as voting locations, polling stations on the Facebook page, to make sure everybody's in the know. But, you know, I'm going to be out in the community, knocking on doors, going door to door like I have been, definitely willing to talk to and meet with people, want to set a few things up. You know, unfortunately, my work schedule has been very difficult. That's one of the negative things, you know, of coming in from the outside. You know, in working the type of job that I work and the amount of hours that I work, it makes it difficult. But, you know, it's anything worth doing, you know, and you got to be willing to sacrifice for it. And so, you know, I've got no problem. Want to try to set up even...
Where do you work right now? Are you an essential worker in the healthcare field right
now?
Well,
I'm working in the hospital. Yeah. I'm not a technical medical personnel, but I do work in the hospital and support staff.
But
that does make it a little difficult. But even with that being said, I want to make myself available. Want to do, you know, at least one or two meet and greets between now and then. Give people an opportunity to face-to-face ask me some questions. They can always message me on Facebook. You know, we're not all going to see eye-to-eye, but I definitely am the type of person. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to know what your concerns are. I know jobs has been a big thing. You know, community safety and situation at the school has been a big topic. You know, the city diversifying and including other people. I mean, it was unfortunate a few weeks ago on the Equity and Inclusion Committee meeting, the mayor made a statement where he said that, you know, we don't even follow our own policies. You know, and that's something that city employees, those policies should be there to protect those employees. And the fact that they're not being followed, like, these are all things that I want to rectify. You know, the king of the castle mentality's got to stop. You know, I'm in charge and I'm the godfather type of mentality needs to stop. You know, employees can't be afraid to do their jobs, and they can't be afraid to address things that need fixed. And so these are goals. These are things that I want to do. It's important to me. It's important to me that people understand that they're valued, not that they feel valued, that they know they're valued. There's a big difference. And so, you know, the wealth of talent and resources that the individuals in the city have, that diversity, is definitely something that we're going to push and capitalize on. So,
very cool. Looking forward to the run-up to it. As it gets closer and closer, are you experiencing some... I mean, you've never run for anything like this before. Are you experiencing some nervousness, anxiety, some...
I think the level of anxiety or nerves is the fact that I understand the implications. I understand the responsibility. It's not just something to do to check on the resume. you know,
totally understand
people's
that, yeah.
lives are affected by everything that I do or do not do as the mayor. And I don't take that lightly at all. I really do not. It's not a game to me, you know.
Very good.
So.
That's good to hear, for sure.
But so I'm excited. I'm excited, nervous. You know, but I have a good group of people that are behind me and support me and have helped me all the way. You know, Mr. Ty Malone, I can't say enough about him from start to finish through this process. And you know what, just being there has been you know, really a huge support. You know, wealth of knowledge, huge support. You know, getting some he said I need one of them signs, you know, working on getting some signs there, getting some more signs. But we'll get those. But you know, with that being said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to stay too long and belabor. I know Steve's gotta get going. I definitely will. You know, I can stay on for a little while longer if there's any questions, comments some of you guys have, topics of importance. You know, I think it's definitely something that is worth my time, most definitely, and wanting to hear from you. So, Steve, I know you said you gotta go. So we'll let you
do have to step off. I just wanted to say one more thing in closing, like we normally do, before question time. We, in this country, we try to get all excited about, presidential elections, and you got commercials everywhere, events and arenas selling out and all kinds of millions and billions of dollars spent on advertising. Literally advertising a product. And as we talked about it on this show many times before, yeah, that's all well and good. That's the leader of the national government. But what impacts your lives the most is your local government.
That's right.
And so we should be getting even more excited, more involved in that process, including myself. I should get more involved down here. But hopefully the people of Olean can get excited and involved in this process initially by helping whatever campaign you're supporting, and then definitely by voting. If you can turn out the vote, you'll get a real indication of what the public wants or is seeking. And so if the United People Party really want what the people want, and most of the people vote and it goes whatever way, that's what Olean wants. And so regardless of that, get excited about voting.
That's
and
right.
I would say back Dr. Gary Harvey for mayor and the United People Party, because his focus and their focus does seem to be on the people as opposed to the, well, he already spoke on all that. So, yeah, it's good to talk to you every week, and perhaps a few people have questions, but I'm going to sign off. It's good to talk to you, cousin.
All right. You have a good night. Appreciate it.
See ya.
All right, guys. Like I said, I'll stay on for a little while longer. I definitely wanted to take a minute. There's definitely a lot going on in the community. You know, and the big issue right now, the economy, the jobs, and where the focus is. And, you know, don't misunderstand me. I think it is important that we continue to seek out the opportunity with the manufacturing jobs, especially with what happened with Siemens. I think there's a lot of avenues to approach that, and some are already in the works. So that's a positive thing. But I also want to stress the fact that we as a city need to begin to diversify. Like I was saying a little earlier on the show, we got to diversify the industries that we're working with and that we're building and that we're growing. We can't become reliant or held hostage by one industry or another. So there's those aspects. Again, we talked about a little earlier, you know, capitalizing and monetizing what's available at the airport, the legalization of marijuana, that industry, and the growth that it has there, looking at various grants grants to help small businesses and do internships and help people after the internship begin to plant and set up and start a business themselves. So it's definitely an important aspect for myself and for the team. If you can't sustain an economy, you're not going to be able to grow, just flat out, very simple. So that's definitely important there. And rolling right into growth, you know, being able to create a committee that's action-centered around the younger populace of the city, you know, to get their feedback, their ideas, foster more engagement to ensure that, you know, we as a city are actively providing an environment that promotes positive growth and development in the city's youth. You know, we want them to be able to capitalize. We want them to be able to grow. And so we definitely want to get their feedback and their ideas, what types of programs, making things more modern, getting on pace with not just current technology, but future technology as well. Embracing a plan to bring the city into more a sustainable green infrastructure. I mean, it's the way of the world. It's where things are going. So want to make sure that we can do that. But it's also going to help relieve some of the burden from the taxpayers and make a positive impact, not only for our taxpayer pocket, but make a positive impact for the environment as well. And then again, I can't stress this enough, being able to assist, you know, the teachers receiving more support, resources, better pay, solid fair contracts, partnering with the teachers and the school board, the district, to improve the overall atmosphere, improve scholastic, and increase overall school ranking and outcome for college-bound students. You know, this creates better access to scholarships, awards, etc. for the students. And like I was saying earlier, your school system of the city is a major selling point when people want to grow. And I think it's important that as the city, we show our support to the teachers. We show our support to the ones that truly value our students, that are putting in the work day in and day out. And honestly, whether we like to admit it or not, sometimes these classrooms, these teachers, are the only safe place that these students have. So we need to actively ensure that this is a diverse, inclusive, and safe place for our student. That students, when things happen, we address them quickly, and we make sure that we do what's in the best interest of the student. That's what's important. Not who we know, not whether or not, you know, our friend has their position, or whether or not we might not fundamentally agree, and that's okay, as long as our kids are being put first. You know, we don't have to agree on everything. We just need to make it a safe, diverse, and inclusive place. Why? Because that's the makeup of our school system. It's the makeup of our city. If you took a section of our city staff right now, does it truly represent the diversity that we have in the city of Olean? My goal is to ensure that it does. My goal is to ensure that we are, again, like I said, reaching into the community and the wealth of knowledge, experience, and talent that's available to the city and in the city to begin to push those different things, you know, partnering with the colleges, all types of things, and housing, man, partnering with various organizations to help repair the housing instead of tearing down the houses. You know, I mean, you tear down another building, you have another empty lot, you have another family that cannot help Olean grow because there's nowhere for them to move. So instead of tearing it down, there's ways that we can go, there's processes, there's funding, there's approaches we can take that will help save, repair the structure, being able to either sell it, rent it, you know, assist residents in gaining quality housing, grant writing that'll help the people in the city qualify for housing and ensure that it stays up to code. You know, making sure that we're holding, you know, landlords accountable, holding tenants accountable, you know, making sure that we're doing what's best for the city and making sure that we're fostering and building those relationships. You know, it's not a overnight process. It's not a snap your fingers and everything happens. I mean, if I could rely on the infinity gauntlet and I could snap my fingers and make everything happen, it would do that. But I would, you know, unfortunately, we got to put our hand to the plow. We got to do the work. And so, you know, that's one thing that I'm willing to do. I haven't been afraid of it. Not going to be afraid of it. I haven't been quiet on important issues here in the city. I'm not going to be quiet on important issues in the city. I'm going to hold leadership accountable, and I want leadership to hold me accountable. I want the city to hold me accountable. We have an opportunity as United People. We're you know, new grassroots coming up, obviously, you know, you're not one of the major parties, so there's a lot of hurdles you have to jump. And we've jumped those hurdles to make sure we can be a voice for the people. And so I want to encourage you, reach out to us, hit me up on the Facebook page, send me a message, you know, let me know what your thoughts, concerns are. If you want to, you know, help over the next few weeks and get out there with me or with groups and, you know, knock on doors and just encourage people to vote and, you know, let me know. We can definitely get together, figure something out. I'm excited for the opportunity that the city has. I can't say it enough. I don't take it lightly, but I understand the necessity. You know, I understand there's got to be something different. There's got to be something different. I lived in Florida for about 15 years, moved back up here, you know, a little over 3 years ago. And, you know, I'm sitting here now and it's like, you know, wow. So much has changed from when I was a kid to now. The life that was there, the pulse just is fading. And so, you know, myself and the group of people that I've worked with really want to make sure that the city has a pulse. I want to again encourage you. There's several wards up, you know, for election as well. You know, we have Kristen Henson again. She is running for Ward 2. I want to encourage you to, you know, reach out to her. Go ahead and show her your support. Ezra Johnson is on the ticket for Ward 4. And then, of course, Vernon Robinson, current alderman. He's done a lot since he came in office and really, really tries to do what's in the best interest of the people here in the city. And so I want to encourage you. You know, you want somebody that's going to make a difference. He's proven that he has. He can. And he will continue. So I want to encourage you to go out and show your support for him as well. I'm really excited with some of the opportunities that are there. And, you know, I'm humbled at the opportunity to become your next mayor here in the city of Olean. I'm excited about it. And again, you know, not afraid to work, bring the issue. I might not have the answer right away, you know, and I'm not going to give you a political answer. I'm going to find out what we need to do to help make things better. And you know what? We might need to be a little give take. But that's what the process is. As long as it benefits the people of the city, that's my agenda. You know, people, well, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? What do you want to do? I want to do what's best for the people. At the end of the day, if it doesn't benefit the people, it's not worth having a conversation about. It's all about the people of Olean. And the people of Olean deserve better, and they need better, and they should have better. And it's up to you. You have to make your voice heard. You've got to come out on November 2nd. You've got to cast your vote. You've got to go out and make your voice heard, because people are listening and people will listen when you go ahead and make your statement. So I appreciate it. You know, I can't say it enough. You know, I'm committed to this community and I'm dedicated to results. I don't want just talk. Like I told the superintendent, you know, he was like, oh, we're working on a contract. We're working hard on a contract and we're working to address the issues with the staff member. And you know, it was like, that's great that you're telling me you're working. But at the end of the day, show me the money. You know, those people from Missouri, the show me state, they understand. And we need to show them as well. And we need to come out on November 2nd, and we need to show them that Olean deserves and wants better. I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you so much. Don't hesitate to hit me up for anything. Send me a message, comment. Let me know what your concerns are. You know, Ty says, Alderman Vernon Robinson has been a blessing for us in Olean and the only council member who truly cares. And I 110% am behind that. He's not about his own personal agenda. He's not about what makes him look good. He's not about protecting himself. He's about doing what's best in the best interest of the city of Olean. I respect that. I appreciate it. I'm thankful for that. And I know several other people are. So definitely get out, vote, show your support for the people that truly want to be working for you. They truly want to be working for you. They want to hear what you have to say, but not just listen, not roll their eyes, text on their phone, or doodle on a pad when you're making your public comment. They want to sincerely listen to what it is you have to say, acknowledge it, and do what they can to work on it. And I definitely, definitely, definitely encourage you to show your support with Alderman Robinson. And then, you know, like I said, you give me an opportunity. Well, you've never been mayor before. You're right. And most people, they've never been mayor before. their elected mayor for the first time either. So I want to encourage you. Definitely a lot more in store than 8 years of negative growth. I want to encourage you. Come out and vote. Thank you all so much for your time. We appreciate it. Again, even after this video, you're welcome, Vernon. You ain't even gotta thank me for it. It's just very honest. It's a very honest statement, and the work you've done since taking that seat has been awesome. I've appreciated it, even though I don't live in your ward. I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you so very much. And we look forward to watching some things change come November 2nd. Y'all have a good night.